Hello.
Secretary Rogers.
Yeah.
You are.
Wasn't that a great vote?
Yeah, 63-26.
And I understood that is Mathias the one that they expect the most trouble on, or
yeah.
Is this?
No, this was an attempt to water.
I didn't watch this one. What was this one?
Well, this was a vote. This was a amendment by Nelson to amend Mansfield's,
yeah,
to make it a little less harsh.
Well,
so this means that the Mansfield thing is clearly defeated.
Yeah. But what about Mathias?
Well, now Mathias is one that has quite a lot of support. We don't know how the vote's coming out on that, but I've sent Stennis a letter. That's the one I talked to you about yesterday, which says, in effect, negotiate with the Warsaw Pact to reduce our forces on a mutual basis.
Yeah.
Next paragraph says, negotiate with your NATO allies to do it on a unilateral basis.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've written a pretty strong letter to Stennis, has it, and
good.
He can use it if he wants to.
I had one idea that I'd like to run by you for a minute, and it's highly delicate. But it might be worthwhile in relation to our relations with Mansfield. And just think about it. I deliberately am not going to inform the leaders of the meeting until after the vote, because I think it would be interpreted as, you know what I mean, they say, there's, you know, they were sort of trying to, see, we wouldn't tell them what it was about,
mm-hmm,
and it would be considered as a power play. I think this is a good thing. To wait, in other words, we'll call them around 6:30 tonight after they have voted.
Right.
Now, however, I wondered if possibly, if you thought well of it, and you can't do it with Fulbright, but I wondered if with Mansfield, who is totally trustworthy, that you might go to see him or
mm-hmm,
and say, now look, Mike, I think you should know that after the vote, I think you should know that there's been a significant development in assault. We learned about it last night,
mm-hmm,
that the president did not want to, felt it would be unfair and a power play to have it
mm-hmm,
confused with this issue, but that we are going to call after the vote for a leaders meeting tomorrow, that I can only, that utmost secrecy is required, etc. Now here's my reasoning, and I don't get anybody else around here that of course that trusts Mike as much as I do. I mean, but what I meant is most people don't think she do it, but I mean, like the only ones that I've only talked to Bob about it, and Bob Holloman. But here's a view that I have, just running it out before you respond on it. It would first sort of heal, the rough edges of Mike's, attitude here. Now, we understand Mike's never going to be with us. He's not going to be with us on troops, and he's not going to be with us in Vietnam. But on the other hand, Mike cannot be as hard on us if we're decent to him. As you know, he's been awfully nice to us. In other words, he really has. He's said good things. Now, second thing, it really shows, Bill, it seems to me, a pretty damn decent line with these senators.
Sure.
Can you imagine how a Kennedy or a Johnson would have played this sort of a thing? They'd have tried to do this to influence the vote.
Right.
Third, Mike will know that we leveled with him, that we didn't just figure up something right after the vote to call them together.
Mm-hmm.
But you could say, now, Mike, we've known about this. We've had a development. It just occurred. The president wants you to know. He asked me to tell you, want you to know that it's coming, that he's going to be calling the leaders, ask for a meeting tomorrow at 10:30. It must be kept in absolute secrecy, so forth. What do you think of the idea?
I think it's a good idea. Good idea.
Well,
I could go up to see him.
Well, I think you ought to, you see, because he'll have to be on the floor, but if you could go up to see him, and you could say that I have a,
I can tell. I can.
Isn't it a good idea?
I think so.
Yeah, and I would. Let's just say, there's no question in your mind that he will not say anything. We just don't want the word salt to get out any time before.
Oh, no,
before
I won't
12
even. I won't even tell him salt. I'll just say there's been a development.
Significant.
Feel that's significant. We didn't want to do anything about it until after the vote. I want him to know it, and that he'll be calling you. That you'll be calling him after the vote, or somebody.
Yeah,
will
be calling.
We'll
be calling for to get the leaders together tomorrow. Tomorrow morning for a meeting, we're going to call the leaders, but we wanted him to know that this was going to happen, that we did not want to, because it is a significant development, we did not want to do it today so that it appeared would have any effect on the issues involved in the vote.
Right.
I think it's a good ploy.
I talked to Jerry Smith, and I think he's going to be all right. I explained to him the situation. He's going to see you, and I told him that as far as that he was concerned, that there was a limit to what you could tell him, but that obviously...
Well, it is hard. It's
he knew that you were thinking along these lines, and I had told him that I was quite sure that you were favorably disposed to the general approach of this kind, and...
Well, after all, Bill, he and his people are going to be the ones that are going to bring it off. It's going to...
Yeah.
I mean, the negotiations now have to take place. They're going to bring it off, and they're going to...
Well, I think what he's got to do, he's going to have to indicate that he knew in a general way, but not specifically enough so he had any responsibility to advise his colleagues.
Well, he can be totally, totally candid on that because I didn't know until last night at approximately 5:30 or 6 o'clock, about that time, that they would go.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the time before they approved the letter text.
Did he mention that? I think there's one sentence in there that's awfully poor English, or maybe it's too late to change
in the public announcement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you why we can't change that. That is not our the public announcement, Bill. They prepared. They prepared a Russian and English text. You see.
I hope it reads better in Russian.
Well, it's terrible. It's terrible. And I saw it Friday. I said, "My God, that is terrible." They came back. You understand? I have not talked to DeBrin at all under any all of the my January message was forwarded, and I have not seen him in this period because I didn't want to get into it. But he came back and he said, "Well, to change any part of the public of the announcement at this point would require another meeting of the 15, because they've done this at the highest level apparently at the Congress, and that therefore and I just so therefore since the substance was not changed, but it is terrible language. Agree to agree to agree.
That's right.
But you see, this is theirs, not ours. Now the letter on the other hand, the exchange of letters involves a joint. That's a joint proposition.
But that isn't going to.
None of that can be made public. The letters will never be made.
I gave the copy back to Bob. I just do not have a copy over here. If I need one, I can look at it.
Well, the public announcement. But the no, you should have the copy of the letters. Yeah, you keep them there.
Yeah.
But the letters are there. But you see, on the public announcement, if we tried to change it, I just didn't think it was worth getting into it now.
Yeah.
I agree. It's when I read it, I'm going to feel embarrassed But that is not. That is basically. That is totally their text, not ours. And frankly, is better from the standpoint of substance, even though the language is bad, than the letter itself, because it's more concrete on the linkage.
Right. A couple other matters.
Yeah.
One, we got to have a delegation to go to President Park's inauguration. One
Agnew wants to go.
Agnew.
Yeah.
I was going to recommend him. I didn't want to talk to him until I talked to you.
Yeah, good.
That's fine.
I'd like for him to go. I think it's good for him to have that kind of visibility.
You saw Eutan made a suggestion about Adams for Peace in Geneva. Obviously, this is not something you'd want to consider. I thought he suggested possibly, what he's trying to do is get the Chinese there as well as the Russians. I think what I'll do is say it's no as far as you're concerned, and probably no as far as I'm concerned. Let's see what he has in mind.
Where does where does he want to do it? At Geneva?
Geneva. What they're having, it's the one where President Eisenhower made his Adams for Peace proposal, and it's the anniversary of the thing, I forgot, in 10th or something, in 15th. And what he had in mind was to try to invite all governments, including Russia and China. And he thought not all to participate at the same time, but just be there. And he thought it could extend the Chinese thing. Well, obviously, you don't want to go.
No, I shouldn't. Not at this point.
And
could you keep yours open a little?
Seems to me I just keep mine open a little.
I think you should keep yours open because it might be, if this thing sorts out, it might be that it would be good for have you go. It depends, really, walking the tightrope between the Russians and the Chinese, and I just don't know.
Well, this one, you could play it either way.
Yeah.
What I'll do is keep it open. In other words, you could go and make a speech and not even see the Chinese.
I think you could say, Well, by the same token, or you could go make a speech and see them.
Well, so, you wouldn't. He said that you could.
Yeah.
He would.
What I meant is that what I meant is that it just might be an opportunity for us.
Well, that's what I mean. You could keep your options.
When's the date?
September 6th or that week.
Open. Keep it all. Keep it open, but have in mind the fact. Have in mind the fact that, as I told you today.
Yeah, I know.
There is a possibility that they'll come back with an offer, and if that does, that just knocks everything else out.
Sure.
Because we'll have to go to the other place.
I understand.
Okay.
All right.
One other thing you said.
Yeah.
One other thing.
Yeah.
Laird is being. I will see Laird at 2:00. He's being briefed now, and he has been told that. That the only person in the government, because naturally he would be sensitive about it, the only person in the government that knew that I had made this approach, you know, which has now been accepted, was you, that
yeah.
you had been informed, which is true, of course,
yeah.
because you were the only one that I did say that I was going to send a message or a letter. So when, but Laird will be sensitive about this, and I just want you to know that, but Henry's briefing him on the papers, and then I'm going to see him, but he will be told that if he raises it by, you can say that you had the no because of others, but we haven't told Smith. And the reason we haven't, we didn't want to get the thing debated until we knew we had a deal.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Bye.